B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy, you're on the air.
Hey, Bowie. What's up?
Joffrey?
Yeah, Bowie, what's going on, my man?
Joffrey, I don't know if you remember our last conversation. I do not want you calling the show anymore. I don't want to talk to you anymore. You are
Let me tell you, I'm so effed up, I don't remember what I had for dinner last night.
So you're calling me effed up. You're calling a radio station effed up. What are you on, Joffrey? What do we got this time? Pills, booze, what do we got?
Just doing a little roid rage, you know?
Wait a second. You are taking steroids?
Yeah.
Why are you taking steroids?
Well, I gotta get buff, man.
You gotta get buff.
I'm in the public eye now that I'm part of the show.
You're not part of this show. How dare you call into this show and say you're a part of the show? I don't want you to be a part of the show. And I don't want you to be buff. I don't want nothing. Well, you could probably use some testosterone, but I'm not saying you should go and do roids. You sicko?
Well,
you
that
sicko?
Would be my personal choice.
You don't, that's fine. I don't care what you do. Why are you calling me and telling me you're doing it? You sicko?
Just making conversation, Bowie.
I'm not a Bowie. I'm not nothing to you.
Okay, brah.
Hang up the phone and be done with it. Go shoot up some more roids. What is that, pill form? You shoot it intravenously? I don't know what you do with it. You sicko?
No, I have to take the capsules. I had a buddy try to give me the needle in my bum,
right.
And it hurt. It hurt too bad.
I bet it did.
Oh, my God, it hurt.
All right. You know, you can also get a suppository.
You can.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
I don't. All right. Forget I even said. I don't even know why I'm giving you advice on anything, especially
would
taking
you help
steroids.
Me with that?
No, I will not help you with that.
Well, you brought it up.
Look, I just...
Come on, dude.
No.
Help a butt out.
No, the answer's no. Stop it, Joffrey. I don't want you calling. I'm not going to help you with a suppository.
Okay. Well, not like I see you at the gym anyway. I'll get one of my buds down there to do it.
There you go. And you know what? You can call one of your buds down there. You can go and work out with one of your buds down there. Get all buff. And remember one thing. You're not a part of this show, so there's no need to get buff on our account.
Well, I assumed there's a big deal about me on StanandHaney.com. You got pictures of my babies up there.
Sure do.
I love it that you put up pictures of my baby, but I gave you some pictures of my torso, and
then,
why did
see,
you put those up?
There you go. I don't want to see pictures of your torso. I don't.
I oiled up.
I don't care. Show it to your beard. I mean, wife. Show it to her. Not that she would give a damn about it. And hold on.
Are you trying to tell me that I'm not part of the team? I'm not on the show?
I put that on our website as an example of somebody who is absolutely pathetic, a twisted perv, somebody that is laughed at every time he calls the show because he makes a complete idiot of himself. And you know what? There are some people out there, Joffrey, believe it or not, that when you call in are laughing at you, looking at you as a pathetic sap that you are, and would pay good money to go and have that in their own home because you are an idiot. You dope ya? You dope ya?
So am I an idiot or am I a successful comedian?
Oh, so you're telling me that you're trying to be funny because you're calling up, I guess, crying like a woman after you've been arrested for some kind of perv thing that you've done is something, what, your comedy skit?
Is
that what that is? No, of course it's not.
You said that people...
Oh, they laugh at you.
...are amused by my stories of real life.
Yeah. They laugh at you because nobody...
I'm a natural comedian.
You ain't natural at nothing.
I don't even have to try.
You're not natural at anything.
Pardon?
You're not. So
I'm all beef.
Oh God! You know, let me ask you something.
And I'm also kosher, if you know what I mean. Pal.
I know
exactly what I'm talking about.
Look. Yeah, that's fine.
Anywho, I had one problem with my bio.
You know, most people are kosher, okay? Most men today are kosher, if I get your drift of what you're talking about. That kind of, around World War II, things started changing.
Uh-huh. But I noticed on my bio that you did not bother to list that I served in the Grenada invasion.
You didn't serve in Grenada. You were a student and you went and hid.
I was there. I was an American.
Can I ask you something, Joffrey? Can I just be honest with you for a second?
Anything you like, Bowie.
Stop calling me that, too. I would greatly appreciate it. Stop calling me.
You got it, brah.
When you were over in Grenada, you were going to college. You told me you never graduated college, right?
Uh-huh.
You do not possess a salaried or hourly job right now. As a matter of fact, since you've been calling me for the good 15, 18 years, you've never had a job. You go and you claim to be a father to your babies, which are dogs. You have a wife, alleged wife, who's the breadwinner of the family. What is it that you do, Joffrey? What makes you worthy, and what makes you give, what builds you up? Where's your self-esteem? Where's your goal in life? What do you want to do, Joffrey? What do you want to do other than do nothing? You've been a failure at everything you've ever tried, whether it's a little project, a little arts and craft project, whether it's talking to school kids, whether it's completing your own education, whether it's holding down a job, whether it's what have you ever done? What have you accomplished in life? Tell me one thing you've accomplished in life.
Oh, I don't know.
One thing! Just give me one!
I've just sort of lived a charmed life. I was there when we invaded Grenada,
I did
my duty.
You didn't do your duty! You were never in the military, Joffrey! You were never in the military!
And it was during the invasion of Grenada that I met my lovely wife, who happens to be quite well off.
Yeah, I know that as well too. Was that your first girlfriend? The woman who became your wife, was that the first girl you were ever with? Did she take your virginity? Did she steal it from you?
Depends on what your definition of is. Oh, my God.
Look, I've wasted 10 minutes with you. Do you want something? What do you want?
Yes, thank God. Anywho.
What do you want? Why are you on the phone with me? What do you want?
Here's the dealio, brah.
Stop calling dealio and brah.
All right, Bowie. Here's the dealio. We got a big golf tournament coming up on Sunday.
Not we. You're not going to be there. I will have you removed from that golf course. I will have you taken off of that golf course. If you show yourself out there, so help me, I'll take you off that course. I'll call a cop.
I was just wondering if I could get my golf shirt early.
No, you're not getting one.
But I'm part of this now.
No, you're not. You're not part of anything. Forget you even called.
I am part of the show. I'm on the official website, and I would like to get my golf shirt early.
No, the answer is no.
So that I can shrink it to fit my well-chiseled body, and I want to dye it pink, so I'll stand out.
No, here's the deal. I'm going to make it. I've just decided something. You're right. Yeah, I don't want you at the golf tournament. I don't want you in a K-Rock shirt. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to take whatever I put on that website about you, I'm taking off.
Why would you do that?
That's it. It's off the website.
Are you trying it?
Uh-huh.
Hey, it's the Nation for Rick Flash, the limited ride, just flying, kids stealing, wheeling, stealing, son of a gun, having a hard time holding the alligator down. Listen to Dan Haney, 96 A-Rock. Woo!
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to turn your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Port Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show it so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Gotta wait too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it all afternoon.
Viciously fracking Southwest Florida airwaves for decades. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody.
Ow.
Ow.
Ow, ow, we.
Are you all right with that mic there?
What's wrong with it? What'd you do to it?
You're making a lot of noise with it.
Well, I had to adjust it.
All right, and so I said, are you all right over there?
Well, now that you brought it up, let's make sure it's where it needs to be. You know, normally that's set up for me.
I don't know if I'm the only one that noticed this.
Oh.
Somebody is very sick.
We didn't have anybody pass out again, did we?
No. You know, for years, you and I, Haney, and everybody that's been a part of this show at one point or another, have bitched, and rightfully so, about the men's room.
Oh, my God.
You know, feet in there in the middle of work day.
I went in there yesterday.
Yeah.
And I realize this isn't polite conversation.
None of it's polite, but it's factual. And it's in the workplace.
And I'd say every other day I need to use the men's room strictly for a quick number one.
Yeah. If save number two for home when you're at work.
Because
yes, unless there's an emergency.
And that's happened.
Yeah.
I'd say twice over 30 years.
Sure, I'd agree with that.
Now, I went in there yesterday afternoon.
Mm, I got you beat on this. Go ahead.
And I swear to God, Stan, because I had to go. I didn't have any choice but to, you know, buck up. It smelled like they were holding a 4-H exhibit at the county fair.
And keep in mind, the restrooms are right by business offices. Our old offices.
I don't know how the
right
business offices can handle that. Because it was quite pungent, and it smelled like, you know, like a prize heifer had been stored in there.
Yeah. So, we've talked about this before. Another example Mark Haney just showed you. It's just pathetic.
Seriously, it smelled like a county fair.
Mm-hmm. So, right before the show started, I said to myself, after I got all situated, I said, Dad, I've got to go down the hallway, take care of number one. No need for number two, that's taken care of at home.
And yeah, that's on a strict schedule.
Yes. So, I'm walking down the hallway, and I don't know who it is. And I've got my mask on. I'm walking down the hall.
That should protect you from large particulates.
It should. I'm walking down the hall.
Wearing a mask.
And before I got to the restrooms, I went down to one knee. It was like, oh my God, it's in the hallway.
You know what, Stan? Maybe there are multiple people here that have serious gastrointestinal problems.
Well,
and maybe they plan it to do here so they don't stink up their house.
Does
that sound plausible?
Possibly. But as I'm picking myself up, gathering, overcome by dizziness, I'm like, I gotta bear it. I just gotta go in and use the urinal and get it. So I get to the men's room and I open it up. Smells fine in there. I'm like, what's going on? So as I'm using the urinal, I'm hearing through the other side of the wall where the ladies' room is. A lot of shop towels, a lot of flushing.
Oh boy!
And I walk as I get out of the men's room, which wasn't that bad. It always has some kind of smell to it. But I walk out of the men's room and start walking back down the hallway, which means I have to pass the ladies' room. And I wasn't, no joke, I was overcome.
Did I mention to you I was in there yesterday and it smelled like somebody was keeping goats in there?
Yes. It was, seriously, the paint was peeling. The wallpaper was blistering. Some female, evidently, I hope it's the men's room, sure. We bitch and complain. We've seen the feet in the stall.
Did I mention I was in there yesterday and I wondered if they'd installed a composting toilet?
This is the ladies' room. Just walking by.
And as I'm walking by, you can hear them, you know, with the big shop towel rollers to clean themselves up. That thing rolling.
Water running.
And the whole hallway, and I'm not talking about in the room, the whole hallway was putrid.
Well, that is unbelievable. What an experience that you're brought to one knee in the hallway and go into the men's room for relief.
And I'm going like, that's okay. It's bearable.
It's the normal lingering odor, lingering odor of a corpse in here. I can deal with that. But what's going on out there?
What's going on out there in that hallway right by the ladies' room? You want to talk about decomposition?
Yep. Well, I predict that this break will be the end of our career.
How do you figure?
Because even though we haven't identified anyone,
yes,
somebody knows it's them,
yes,
and they'll say that we've embarrassed them.
We don't have to worry about that. We're good. We're cool.
Well, we would think, but you know what?
There's not a woman in this building that listens. There's not one that has their radio by their cubicle,
Stan,
or office. There's not one.
How
that
many
listens.
Women have we known over the years, both platonically and romantically, that don't listen to the show, but anything we say gets back to them?
Yeah, third or fourth hand.
And by then,
we've named them by name and address.
So I'm telling you, congratulations. Yeah. This is finally the end of the Stan and Haney show.
I'll get it in then. That women's restroom, the hallway.
You may as well enjoy it.
It was atrocious. Atrocious.
Is that the best you can do? What did it really smell like, Stan?
It smelled like somebody.
The body farm at the University in North Carolina where they try to see what happens
like
to cadavers as
like
they decompose.
It was like a pathologist that ordered an exhumation and they opened it up after about 30 years.
And they pierced the liver.
We'll be back. It's the truth. I'm sorry. The truth's the truth. And I go back to rule number one. Do that at home. These are office restrooms.
Well, we're from a different generation. Junior, is that commonplace among millennials to take a dump at work?
Anywhere they see fit.
And you managed a retail business. Do kids do that?
No. When I was in retail, I did. It's a nice, comfortable bathroom.
And then you'd yell at your employees to keep it clean after you came out.
I'll make them clean it.
We'll be back.
A little bit of power. You two got that in common.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
It's nice to be important, but it's more important to remain employed on partially reduced wages and benefits. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Now is the perfect time to get your text in for Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law. He will be joining us in 1 hour via phone. If you'd like to ask a lawyer, an attorney, esquire, a question, feel free to do so on the Absolute Law text line 239-277-9600. Mike Chiannopoulos in about an hour. Get your questions in. A chance to ask a lawyer a question.
Stan, if you don't mind, I just want to take a minute, and this probably isn't appropriate during the show, but we've got tape rolling, we've got Junior here, and I've got a song idea, and I want to make sure that you have it time-stamped so that you'll be able to access it, okay, Junior? And
gotcha.
once I do the chorus, Stan, I'll give you a signal, and if you want to do a part of the song, just riffing, go ahead.
All right.
Because this is a song that came to me last night.
All right. Well, it came to you. I don't have a song in my head.
But it might trigger something.
All right.
Ow. 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 Owie. Ow. 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 Owie.
Oh, it's my turn. Ow. There. Ow. Owie.
Is that all you do when you hurt? You just go ow once?
I do one of these.
Do a couple of more of those.
You need to put a little bit more life into it.
A life into it? You're dying when you're in pain.
You need to be in pain. I'm not here in pain.
Ow.
No, do your noise.
That's what I was doing. He's more life into it. Ah! How's that?
No,
that's
do
better.
It, do it for real.
What? Do what for real?
Don't listen to him. Just do the sound that you make when you're in pain.
That's it.
Just once?
That's it.
What if you remain in pain?
I, Stan, have a high threshold for pain. Let's do the grab bag.
That's why Stan's the guy that's brilliant at the doctor's office going, I have a high threshold for pain. Well, good. Then I'll write you a prescription for half a pill. Smartass. Boy, Mitch McConnell got real popular all of
sure
a sudden.
Didn't
I don't know. What's that about?
It is now. It happened, I think, at 9 o'clock today. It's officially fall.
Is it autumn?
Autumn. Like to welcome a new sponsor.
Fall has arrived at Starbucks. Join us for the new Taste of Autumn specialty coffee.
That sounds good.
Black coffee with pieces of real leaves floating around for texture and aroma.
That doesn't sound too good.
But they're real leaves from New England.
Still, no.
How about we add pumpkin spice donut holes, pumpkin whipped cream, and drizzle it with light and dark caramel?
Oh yeah, that sounds real good.
Let's just skip the coffee and put hot cocoa in first.
Oh, yeah. But what about the leaves?
We can just put a picture of them on the cup.
Sold. I'm on my way to the drive-thru.
Starbucks, where fall has arrived.
That is the truth.
It is the God's honest truth.
They talk about how good their coffee is, but it can't be that good based on the amount of sugar they have to dump in various forms.
And for a lot of their drinks that people order passionately, there's no coffee either. It's more like going to Dairy Queen and getting a soft serve.
And Dairy Queen does that better.
Yes, they're the original.
Mm-hmm. I remember, I miss the twisty cone. Remember? What memories there?
I used to like the chocolate-dipped vanilla cone, where they turn it upside down and dip it in that chocolate and let it harden into a crust.
Do they still make Magic Shell?
I don't know.
Do you know what that is, Junior?
Yeah, it's like the same stuff that Stan was talking about,
right? Yeah, but
at
home.
You can do it at home.
Yeah.
Police in Indonesia are searching for an inmate who escaped from prison Shawshank style.
And to crawl to freedom through 500 yards of smelling foulness I can't even imagine.
Ladies' room.
Or maybe I just don't
know. Hallway.
Yards. That's the length of 5 football fields. Just shy of half a mile.
What's it worth to you?
That's right. This makes both the Trekkies and the Warzies happy. A meeting of a couple of the greats. There's a new Uber Eats commercial, which features Mark Hamill and Patrick Stewart. And they fight over the pronunciation of the word tomato. As both of their food orders arrive, they also get confused with their space movie storylines. This is the latest commercial from Uber Eats. Mark Hamill, that's Luke, and Patrick Stewart, Picard.
Tonight, I'll be eating a veggie cheeseburger on ciabatta. No tomatoes.
Tonight, I'll be eating four cheese tortellini with extra tomatoes.
Stewart. So it's come to this.
Thank you. Bravo.
Careful, Hamill. Daddy's not here to save you.
Oh, I am my daddy.
Come again?
Wait, what? You said Daddy's not here to save you.
What the hell are you talking about?
I'm not sure I got that right.
You like that one, Junior, don't you? I was thinking about you when I said I'll grab that one.
Well, you might think it appeals to everybody, but in reality, it's only 50% approval at any one time.
That's right, because there are probably half the Warsies that don't like that, and half the Trekkies don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is a Warsie in a Trekkie commercial. Something like that. You know, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Check out the new single from Ozzy's daughter, Amy. No escape. Yeah! Yes! Chip off the old block.
Yeah, she needs to learn one very important lesson from her dad.
What's that?
You need a kick-ass guitar player.
Yep. This is interesting. I mean, I'm not saying it's earth-shattering. It's novel interest. BuzzFeed released a list of behind-the-scenes facts about popular songs, things maybe that you didn't know. One of the more amusing facts is the Dolly Parton song, 9 to 5. The title to the movie she was in. The song 9 to 5, you wanted to have something that sounded like a typewriter in the song. The secret's been revealed. The typewriter sound effect that you hear in Dolly Parton's 9 to 5 is her playing on the counter with her acrylic nails. And so she was just doing it, and they figured, we'll leave it in the song. That's her nails.
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life.
Didn't know that.
Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it.
Yeah, it was today's Tuesday, yesterday, Monday. That toxic Ellen DeGeneres had to go face an audience.
That is so problematic, Stan.
And
inappropriate.
Yeah, and explain herself to her audience, who basically every single person on her staff tried to destroy her.
Well, and what she did was to come on with a mock apology where she made fun of the people and pretended to apologize.
Here's Ellen DeGeneres.
There were also articles in the press and on social media that said that I am not who I appear to be on TV because I became known as the Be Kind Lady. The truth is, I am that person that you see on TV. I am also a lot of other things. Sometimes I get sad. I get mad. I get anxious. I get frustrated. I get impatient. And I am working on all of that. I am a work in progress. And I am especially working on the impatience thing because... And it's not going well because it's not happening fast enough. I will tell you that.
Boo!
Well, oh, so they still make it, Junior, the chocolate shell?
They do, yeah.
It's been taken over, though, by the good people at Smucker's.
Well, you know, right. The big company buys the other company up.
And it says Smucker's Chocolate Fudge in big letters, and then in smaller letters, it says Magic Shell.
Which used to be its name.
Yeah, I mean, I would miss that on a store shelf, because I'd be looking for Magic Shell... And all I would see is Smucker's chocolate fudge.
And you're saying, that's not it.
That doesn't look right.
And so, can I, here's an honest
And then your
question.
Wife will be holding up, but it says Magic Shell on it.
And maybe my memory isn't that good. That's a squeeze bottle. So, what would you have to do? Kind of drizzle it over the...
Yeah, and then, and then it'll harden.
Yep.
It could, because Dairy Queen, you get the dip, and then it drips off the little curly cue.
Well, they're professionals. This is something a child can do.
I remember they also used to have the cherry one, the red dip.
Red flavored?
Yeah. Red, right, Junior? Red flavored.
Red.
What are you eating?
Pistachios.
Jeez. I'm trying.
Do people do that? Do they just eat all day, Stan?
Those people are called grazers.
I'm snacking. And it's a healthy snack.
Okay. A fistful of them.
Yeah.
Not a whole jar.
It's a healthy size bag.
Bag.
How often do you see Stan and I eating?
You know, grazing.
I think I've seen you eat some of those pixie sticks. That's not it.
That's not eating.
That's a sugar rush.
Yeah.
That's snacking.
No, it's not snacking.
Yeah, it's
not
for snacking. Medicinal purposes.
Medicinal.
He didn't get it.
You ever see the Snickers commercial where they're the grumpy and then they bite the Snickers and then they're back to normal?
Yeah.
Because during the day, you may need a little pick me up, but you're not going to go and start eating. You just want something sweet to give you a little energy boost.
Right. And the body burns pure sugar better than anything.
Yep.
That's why I have pistachios.
Whatever.
No.
The Las Vegas Raiders are 2-0.
How did that happen?
They won last night.
From 54, try and put this game away. Ooh. Daniel Carlson, the leg, and plenty of it. Listen to the crowd that's not actually here in Las Vegas. Will win their first home game and start the season 2-0.
That was over the Saints.
Mm.
2-0, 54-yard field goal.
And we were out there for your wedding last year. And that was the talk of the town amongst the
building
locals.
Building that stadium.
And so the stadium's finally built, the team's there, and they're locked out.
Yeah, they can't go in. Brand new. Haney and I will truly understand this. The Raiders winning 2-0. But a lot of people don't know that the Raiders' unofficial theme song is called The Autumn Wind. It was produced by NFL Films years and years and years ago. And the man that described that autumn wind, the great John Facenda. Listen, remember, enjoy.
The autumn wind is a pirate, blustering in from sea With a rollicking song, he sweeps along, swaggering boisterously. His face is weather-beaten. He wears a hooded sash with a silver hat about his head and a bristling black mustache. He growls as he storms the country, a villain big and bold. And the trees all shake and quiver and quake as he robs them of their gold. The autumn wind is a raider, pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you round and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won.
You hear John Facenda spitting hot fire, shaming any of your hip-hoppers.
Those are bars, brah.
What are you saying? What?
Bars.
What?
Spitting bars. Never mind. You guys don't get it. It's the lingo.
Get it.
You don't understand that he spits hot fire?
Yeah, it means the same thing.
Oh, so it's just that people need to be cooler and say something different than what everybody else says, and then everybody else starts saying that.
Instead of saying he's spitting the hot fire, you could just say bars. Bars, bro.
And who would know what we're saying?
Hip-hoppers.
The millennials, yeah.
Hip-hoppers.
Yeah, bars.
Look up the name John Facenda.
He won't be able to spell it.
Nope.
The Autumn Wind.
Was a newscaster in Philadelphia.
Good friends with Ed McMahon.
Yep. Where
and Walter Cronkite.
Yeah.
Oh, they had this at the same yacht club.
He was a journalist. And then Ed Sable, the old man, said, I need you for something. And he basically, I don't follow football. I don't understand. Just read it. Read it dramatically. And then he put the music, and the rest is history. There is a picture of the great John Facenda.
Yeah, it's a good thing they don't have a statue of me. It would have been torn down.
Yep, would have been torn down. Speaking of statues, in the local beat, when we come back, a decision made on the Robert E. Lee statue. Will it be going back? Will it be put somewhere else? Or will it remain hidden in safekeeping?
Or will it become self-aware and fix the country?
We'll have that in the local beat coming up next for you also. And I'll tell you again, in about 40 minutes, Mike Chiannopoulos.
Hey, guys, that's a nice statue you got there. Yeah, it's called a bust.
It is. That's what it is, a bust.
No, a bust is where it's just a head, right? No, it's a full statue. Wait a second.
Oh,
guys, you got to see this.
By the way, Cuomo wants a statue of Ginsburg in New York.
He's right. The Robert E. Lee bust is now a full-size statue. Life-size.
Will the Bader Ginsburg one be pushed over?
Well, you and I got time for a road trip.
Sure do. If you want to text Mike Chiannopoulos a question, he'll be on in about 40 minutes.
But, see, we wouldn't
let
have...
Let me get the number out.
We wouldn't have the
let
heart.
Let me get the number
we
out.
We just put a
let
mustache on
it. Let me get the number
it.
Out. 239-277-9600. Text Mike Chiannopoulos a question. We'll ask him on the air in about 40 minutes.
Yeah, we wouldn't take it down. Mustache, goatee, devil horns.
I'll have the whole story about the Robert E. Lee bust
becoming
statue.
Self-aware.
Becoming self-aware. And Haney and I, oh, I don't know, maybe in about another month or so, we'll take a road trip.
Yeah, why not?
We're standing.
Remember, mustache, goatee, devil horns. That's your specialty.
Yep, but just leave it there.
Yep.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
They could wash it off.
96K Rock.
Excitingly new. Dramatically different.
Stan and Haney. 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody, we're Stan and Haney, Tuesday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. Mike Chiannopoulos in about 30 minutes. Also, later on today, we'll give you a chance to win. We'll play Stan's Name That Movie. Today, the topic, movie dentists. Movie dentists. And no, we're not playing the...
I can see you have a cavity.
We're not playing Marathon Man.
You really should get that looked at. But however, don't worry, I'm not going to do that one. A healthy tooth.
It's basically what Zell said. Well, I think I have it here. This will not be, because we're trying to find...
Because this is the definitive dental scene in movies.
Yes, and the thing is, we've tried with Stan's name that movie, find topics, maybe from comedies and stuff, mm-hmm. we can laugh.
And you know what? I've noticed that I've really been enjoying it, and what these movies have in common is they were all made before the Chinese took over completely.
Thank you, Haney. You're right. The Reds. But this is the definitive dentist scene. But
you won't find a better dental scene.
It's not going to be on Stan's name, that movie. But
is it safe?
Is it safe?
Is it safe?
You're talking to me?
Is it safe?
It's what safe?
Is it safe?
I don't know what you mean.
I can't tell you if something is safe or not unless I know specifically what you're talking about.
Is it safe?
Tell me what it refers to.
Is it safe?
Yes, it's safe. It's very safe. It's so safe you wouldn't believe it.
Is it safe?
No, it's not safe. It's very dangerous. Mm-hmm. Be careful.
Relax. 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 Come on. Open. Open.
Okay.
That hurt?
Uh-huh.
No, I should think it would. Should take better care of your teeth. You have quite a cavity here. Is it safe?
Look, I tell you, I can't do it.
Oh, please don't worry. I'm not going into that cavity again. That nerve's already dying. A live, freshly cut nerve is infinitely more sensitive.
So, I'll just drill into a healthy tooth until I reach the pulp. Unless, of course, you can tell me that it's safe.
That will not be in Stan's Name, That Movie Today, topic, the dentists.
However, it will always be in my head every time I go to the dentist.
The
as soon as I hear that sound.
The great Laurence Olivier, Dustin Hoffman in the movie, Junior, the movie?
Marathon Man?
It is Marathon Man.
He knows that because you just said it.
And the pain is eased with oil of clove. Put that on the tooth and the pain will go away. That will not be in Stan's Name, That Movie. Topic, movie dentists. Let's...
That's pretty gutsy to do that. Excluding the definitive dental scene.
You gotta exclude that. That, there are some people right now that had to pull over.
Oh, yeah, because it makes people queasy, so that's why we didn't play it.
And, of course, Zell.
Yeah.
The Nazi dentist.
I mean, that's almost as bad as playing the Bud Dwyer tape.
Don't even! There was a time we used to play that. We don't do that anymore. Not to say we don't have it. We don't do that.
Yeah, not to say we don't have it.
Oh, he got it. But I'm not playing it. Probably ever again.
This could hurt somebody.
This could, yeah. Get back. This could hurt somebody. Helen, you have the paperwork that I had set aside?
Yes, sir.
Let's do the local beat. It has to do with... the Robert E. Lee bust that has been in downtown Fort Myers on its pedestal for years and years and years until...
In the place of honor it deserves.
Yeah, until earlier this year.
When it was rescued.
And decisions have been made.
Oh, I hope they're going to enlarge it.
Yeah. Well, it ain't coming back to where it was at. Headline. This is, it's everywhere, but this was from the Fort Myers News Press. City of Fort Myers votes to send Robert E. Lee bust to museum. I will always preface a story about Robert E. Lee in any kind of protest by saying, we live in Robert E. Lee County. That's the county we live in. Robert E. Lee County.
Yeah, and up until about 4 years ago, he was universally acknowledged as a great American.
Mm-hmm. The story in the Fort Myers News Press goes, after years of contention, the bust of Robert E. Lee will not return to its pedestal in downtown Fort Myers. Fort Myers City Council voted in favor of keeping it down while finding a spot for it in a history museum. The vote to keep the Confederate General's bust from returning to its Monroe Street post was a 5-2 vote. Fort Myers Mayor Randy Henderson, Council Members Teresa Watkins Brown, Johnny Streets, Carolyn Watson, and Fred Burson voted to keep the statue down. Council members Kevin Anderson and Gail Anthony voted against it. The statue was removed this past May, about a week after the death of George Floyd, during a police confrontation in Minneapolis. Communities protesting police brutality rallied against Confederate monuments across the nation and their prominence in some communities. Here in Fort Myers, the Sons of Confederate Veterans have the Lee bust, and they call themselves the caretakers of the bust. They said they removed it for cleaning. Councilman Anderson said he doesn't want to see the statue return, but he's concerned about the disposal of the bust.
Disposal.
Well, here's what he said. I think we are all in agreement with the bust not being put back up, Anderson said. But we are not in agreement with what happens to the bust afterwards. Anthony voted against the measure because there was a question of whether the county has ownership of the bust. Who owns the bust? Does the city own the bust, or does the county own the bust? City attorney Grant Alley said his legal opinion was that the city owned it, but he had recently heard from a county commissioner that said the county owned the bust. Anthony said she wanted to have a meeting with the county to discuss ownership before moving forward on anything about the Robert E. Lee bust.
Wasn't it donated in good faith?
I believe
with the
so.
Idea that it would be displayed?
I believe so.
Then can you claim ownership if you're not displaying it?
During the meeting, the city manager provided 6 options for what to do with the statue. Some of them I'm not opposed to, but it kind of defeats the purpose of it being moved out of its pedestal on Monroe Street. Here were the 6 options the city manager...
Is one of them put it up high where people can't reach it?
Yeah, that would be one of them. Here's what he said should be done, or the options that should be done with the bust.
Hollow the bust out and pack the head with explosives so that if it's messed with... Oh.
Put the statue in a museum. The council referred to a history museum, but it's unclear which one.
What about laser eyes?
Number two, move the bust to the old Lee County Courthouse where county commissioners meet. Three, just plain and simple, not to bring it back at all. Four, another option was for the city to buy an acre of land outside of the city to place the bust there.
What?
I'm not joking. These are the options. Number five, move it to Centennial Park next to the statue of a Union soldier known as Clayton. Clayton represented the United States Colored Troops, which fought in the southernmost battle of the Civil War, according to the story. And the way it goes, there's more if you want to know about Clayton at artsswfl.com. And here's the one I like. This is the one I like. I think this will be just fine. Move it to the Uncommon Friends Fountain, which already features Thomas Edison, Henry Ford, and Harvey Firestone. That
if Robert E. Lee was keeping an eye on that gang of crooks.
I got no problem. And here's the interesting thing about that. That is probably 75 yards from where it is now or where it was.
Yep.
It's just across the street. And it's a nice fountain. It's in the park. You got...
And I would feel better knowing that an honorable man like General Lee was keeping an eye on them.
Yeah. You see them...
Who knows what they get up to at night?
If you've seen the fountain there, the Uncommon Friends, they're all lying around by the fountain.
Lounging.
You put that bust on its pedestal right behind them like he's looking down at them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let me see what you're doing. You see what you're doing. You know, they're after me, but all three of you are crooks.
I'd like to see a motion control device go in there so if people get too close, General Lee would say, I rebuke you, sir.
I just know that the people that have the bust right now are taking very good care of it.
Better care than the county or the city ever
could. Would ever do. And it's in good hands right now. And when the time is right and when it is appropriate, a decision will be made. You and I both know it is in very safe hands.
You know what? Maybe we should just keep it here in the studio.
I'd love it here in the studio. You and I would love it here in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
There are people in this building... You'd have to have a guard around because there's people in this building that would go and do...
Who are right. These people?
Well, there's one right there. He wouldn't want that bust staring at him in this room. He'd do something about it. And that's why I don't think it should be here. You and I would respect it and guard it. But we
and
can't
cherish
be,
it.
But we can't be here 24/7. There are agitators in the building.
They're in the building.
Right there. You're looking at one. He's waving at you.
Damn communists.
Yep. Reds. when we come back.
When did we stop fighting the commies?
When the Soviet Union collapsed. We thought, oh, we won. But there's another one far bigger. Red China.
Because all of a sudden... You didn't hear anything about commies anymore when prior to that,
they were
our mortal enemy.
Red China.
That they were out to destroy this country. And now you don't hear it anymore.
No.
No, they're just demonstrators.
Yes, and Red China's business partner. They buy a lot of corn from us.
They're forced to.
Yeah.
Because you see, a rice eater doesn't like to eat corn.
Yeah, he does. When we come back, we will be joined by attorney Mike Chinopoulos from Absolute Law. He will be taking your text questions. If you want to text a lawyer a question.
You know, somebody who might actually know something.
Right. 239-277-9600. Mike Chiannopoulos is next.
We live our lives according to the biblical principle that it is far better to give than receive. And the management here at Beasley is just fine with that arrangement. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Tuesday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. Thank you so much for spending your afternoons with us. Greatly appreciated. 30 minutes away from your first look at traffic news headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails, hour away from name that movie, but it is Tuesday afternoon.
Can I ask you a quick hypothetical question?
Yeah.
What do you do when your back seizes up? Because you can't get out of bed some days.
Oh, some days I can't. 800 milligrams of ibuprofen, some heat, and...
if only I had one of those.
And hope for the best.
If only I had one of those.
I'll bring one in tomorrow for you.
Hypothetically.
Yeah, hypothetically. Tuesday afternoon.
Does heat help?
Yes. That's when we bring in our legal guy, a guy that's been with us for a decade now, helping people of Southwest Florida. It's Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law. Mike, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
How are you, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing just well. You know, Tuesday is my favorite day. I get to talk to the audience.
It is. Now, I before we go, and we do have some questions for you ready and waiting, Haney and I were just doing the story that the city council voted 5-2 not to return the Robert E. Lee bust to Monroe Street in downtown Fort Myers. And there's a little battle going on, and I got a little follow-up to it. The city claims they own the statue and can do what they want. There are some county commissioners that say they own, the county owns the statue and will have to make a decision. And now the Confederate veterans people that had the hold, they're claiming ownership now. I want to very quickly go to what was posted on the Absolute Law text
and
line.
I think it was donated with the idea that it
right.
would be displayed.
And right. and that they were the ones that could make the here it is right here. Guys, I just saw on NBC2 this afternoon that the Sons of the Confederate Veteran Soldiers own the bust. It also said that under some code enforcement that they have that statue and it cannot be moved or anything else without the permission of the Sons of the Confederate Veterans. And that was from Gary. So who owns it and how can you make a decision on that?
Well, you know, this is, I haven't checked the law on this, but let me just use common sense, which is to say that it might not be a correct legal analysis because the law rarely applies common sense.
Right.
But let's just say that the Sons of the Confederacy own it. Well, I think that the city or the county still has control over what's displayed publicly in their jurisdiction. So I think even if it is privately owned, the city or the county could come back to the owners and say, listen, we appreciate you doing this, but we no longer want to display it. You need to take it back.
I wanted to ask you about the Supreme Court vacancy because I think everybody is prepared for this to get ugly, but I think it's going to be ugly in a different way, because if the nominee is who we think it's going to be, the Democrats are going to go after a woman because of her Christian faith.
Right. Right. And that
is that is that any reason to disqualify somebody from the Supreme Court because they have faith?
I'm going to give you the short answer, no. But then I'm going to give you the real answer, the shortest that I can, which is there is a large group of people in this country, although they still are a significant minority when compared to the entire population, who do not want Christians in charge or in leadership positions within the government. And they take the position that it violates the separation clause of church and state. Well, I would say, show me where that separation clause is. It's not in the Declaration
right.
of Independence. It's not in the Constitution. Where is it?
Yeah.
It doesn't exist. So I think that's a problem, and if they preclude her based upon religion, then I think that's going to be a problem. But herein lies the issue. If they preclude her based upon religion, who are they going to complain to? The Supreme Court to which she was supposed to be appointed? Come on.
Yeah, and I don't see them being successful in that, but nonetheless, I see tremendous damage being done by some of the things that will be said.
Yeah, we saw during Kavanaugh and Gorsuch, and now get here, I think it's going to be even far worse.
And this woman is a mother of seven, has, everybody pretty much agrees, has lived a flawless life. And the only thing they can see that she can be gotten to is on a religious basis.
And, you know, that's problematic. So which is it? Are we supposed to have separation of church and state or not? Because if we are, they can't ask her about it during the hearing.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're not, then she should be able to speak about it however she wants, even after she takes office. She had to speak about it in her confirmation hearing. Why can't she speak about it after she holds office?
Mike, let's...
Fingers, which way do you guys want it? You can't have it both ways.
Yep, fingers crossed.
Let's go to the Absolute Law text line. This first one was actually emailed in. This is from Scott, and he has a question for you, Mike. He writes, every election year, we get new amendments on the ballot to vote on. My question to you, Mike, is there a website or something similar to that that puts new amendments into a context that a normal person who doesn't hold a law degree can understand, that doesn't necessarily sway one way or the other? Or do I need to wade through websites that pose their own sides of an amendment? What do you suggest, Mike, is the best course of action? I hearken back to the last voting cycle where there was a gambling amendment. Couldn't have been any less clear. And then some other amendments that had nothing to do with vaping, yet they still had vaping as a part of the amendment. Thanks for answering, Science Scott.
Yeah, you know, the Women League of Voters serves men and women, not just women, and they tend to be the most comprehensive and the most non-biased or unbiased, most direct. And you can go to them, their website, they'll give you information on the current, on the issues that are going to be on the most current ballot. But I would also tell you, you know, first of all, those people who write those ballots, they want to confuse you.
Yeah.
Okay? Because they want you to say yes when you mean no and no when you mean yes in order to get past what they want. So there's a lot of double negatives in the questions. It's crazy. You're right. Somebody without a graduate degree in English or a law degree or something is required to understand those questions. So what you do is you go out and you figure out the question first, like the Women League of Voters or wherever you go, and then you know how to vote when you get there.
So you would suggest the Women League of Voters then to go to their website and they'll have the amendments on there?
Yeah, I think that's a great resource.
All right. Absolute Law text line. And here's the thing, and we've said this about Mike before. He doesn't know the question coming at him. Yeah, he's a lawyer. He's a very educated man, former judge. But I'm taking stuff off the Absolute Law text line. He has no idea. It could be a highly technical thing. It could be something like this. Mike, I know that HOAs can tell you that you can't live in their gated community if you are a registered sex offender. But can they tell someone who lives there that someone that may be a registered sex offender can't visit? So I'm gonna preface this by saying, just go to the Lee Sheriff site and take a look at registered sex offenders. They're all around you. And a lot of gated communities might not want to have someone like that in, but can they come in to visit somebody?
Well, they can come in to visit. The law and the rule in those communities is that they can't live there, all right? But you have a First Amendment right to freedom of association. Nobody can stop you from associating with those people, but they can't even spend the night because most of the rules in the condo associations that I've seen are written that way, where they can't spend the night if they're a convicted felon or whatever, but they can visit. And they don't have certain hours that they can visit. They just can't be there like 24 hours or whatever. You know, is that fair? Is that constitutional? It's constitutional because it's not the government dealing with any of your rights. Now, to the extent that the Fair Housing and Stuff Act and stuff like that, I don't think it addresses visitors, or not that I can ever recall. So I think they can visit but not live there. Can they have an extended stay, their weeks, their weekend, if somebody comes in from out of town? I don't know, but I'd clear it with my board before I did it.
Absolutely, because, you know, some HOAs, including mine, they want to know who's living in that community. And if they have, quote, unquote, a visitor, well, that visitor's allowed to, I think it's something like 48 hours. And then suddenly after 48 hours, if they want to spend a weekend with you or a couple of days, then you got to notify the association.
Right.
God, I miss freedom.
Right? Miss living in a free society, do you, Annie?
Absolute Law text line. And again, our listeners are texting, and it could be coming from anywhere. Mike, this is a question is for you. Long story short, I had my truck stolen, got it back, but there was substantial damage. The guy who stole the truck, real dirtbag, doubtful if he has any money. Would it be worth it to sue this person? Just looking for some input on this. Did not have comprehensive on the truck, so everything for me has been out of pocket.
So what happens is he didn't have collision. It's not that he did have comprehensive, which is the basic state stuff. He didn't have collision, and he needs to determine if he had uninsured motorist, because even though he didn't have collision, if it was somebody else's fault and he has uninsured motorist, it may apply. So, listen, give me a call at 239-ASK-MIKE. I can talk to you. I can at least point you in some ways to look where there might be coverage you hadn't thought about.
Okay. If you want to text a question for Mike Chiannopoulos on Mike, the Absolute Law text line, 277-9600. That's 239 area code.
Wouldn't your insurance company tell you if you had coverage that would apply?
Not necessarily. I mean, if you just look at your policy and say, well, all I have is the minimal comprehensive liability, you're probably not even going to make a claim, or if some lawyer looks at that, you're not going to make a claim. But if you have uninsured or underinsured motorists, there may be a way to get coverage, and it takes some aggressive lawyering. The average insurance consumer can't do that.
That doesn't sound right. I would think the insurance company, they're there to help you, wouldn't they?
I don't know. I'm here from the government, and I'm from the government, and I'm here to help, or I'm from the insurance company, and I'm here to help. Either way, I picture that in my mind, there is some furtive physical gesture that goes with it.
Yeah, I picture Reagan.
Well, Stan, were you with me with a furtive physical manifestation? Were you with that?
I'm with it.
All right.
No, Reagan said that. He said the worst words you can ever hear is, I'm from the government. I'm here to help.
That's true.
Right?
Let's see. Absolute Law text line. We brought up this thing, and Mike, yourself were a judge. You understand the legal system and more about this replacing of Ginsburg. This person writes, question for Mike. If Republicans are successful in replacing RBG before the election, but then the Democrats win the Senate and the White House, can they simply pass new legislation that allows for, I don't know, 15 justices? And then Biden can add 6 ultra-liberal judges that will affect the country forever?
They publicly threaten that.
Why aren't Republicans considering this before they go and put a judge's name up for nomination? Because it scares the hell out of me, says the texter.
Well, let me answer that question in two parts. One, yes, Article 1 of the Constitution is Congress, and it spells out everything they can do. They have to set up the Supreme Court, and thereafter the Supreme Court is authorized to do things on its own. It's called original jurisdiction. Okay, but no, they can't add justices to it because it says in the Constitution. All right, now, they can add any other subordinate courts like courts of appeals because the Supreme Court and Congress then establish those. So, yes, what you're talking about can be done. Now, my problem with it is, look, what they did to Obama, it doesn't matter. I'm not going to take the side of a Democrat or a Republican. I'm just going to say what's fair is fair. You know, what the Republicans did to Obama Whether you like Obama, voted for him, didn't vote for him, doesn't matter. He was the president of the damn United States. And the way the Constitution's written, he should have been able to appoint a justice just like Trump should now. It falls where it falls for a reason, because that gives us a natural order of things where we don't stack the court one way or the other. And what they did to Obama is wrong, and this is just retaliation.
Got one more from the Absolute Law text line for you, Mike, and interesting. What is the difference, Mike, between a contract and a service agreement? Having a problem with canceled contract, they say I'm canceling early, but it was the end of a two-year agreement. What's the difference between a contract and a service agreement?
Marketing?
Marketing.
Yeah. A service agreement that you both sign and et cetera is a contract. It's a specific form of contract, just like a promissory note's a contract, et cetera. You know, a service agreement's a specific kind of contract that says we're going to provide these services for X number of months, and you're going to pay X number of dollars. If you live out your term and you've made your 2 years' worth of payments, unless there's an automatic renewal clause in the contract, it dies. So there shouldn't be a problem. But you can give me a call at 239-ASK-MIKE, and I'll give you a free legal consultation and tell you what I think of the contract and where to go.
All right. And everybody listening within the sound of our voice knows this. Every week that you're on, you're available 24/7. And if somebody needs you and seriously needs legal representation, you are available 24/7.
Oh, that's right. 24/7. 239-ASK-MIKE. If it's outside of normal business hours, you press 6 and it comes directly to my cell phone. I sleep between midnight and 6 unless it's an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
Please let me have those hours. If it's an emergency, you can call me. Now, Stan, an emergency means you're in trouble.
I understand that, but the last time
it's
I
not,
called you...
What you're thinking isn't an emergency.
But I called you... The last time I called you was 6:01.
And I just need to know if you actually answer the phone, Mike. Yeah, Stan, I answer the phone. Can I have some coffee?
We'll talk to you next week, buddy.
All right. Goodbye, guys.
There he goes. Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law, 239-ASK-MIKE. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
We wrote the book on funny. But unfortunately, it's long out of print. Stan and Haney. 96 K Rock.
Hey, everybody. This is the Stan and Haney Show. And I'm derelict in my duties.
Well, I'm glad to hear you finally admit it.
Just this time. Junior has a new stick pin to give us. We've asked you for years now that if you are listening to us outside of our immediate broadcast area, whether you're streaming, whether you're listening to us on the app across this great land and world of ours, tell us where and how you're listening to us. And we'll give you a brand new, because we got new ones, a stick pin right there in your home city on the map. We've got tons of them. He was counting them up. We're close to 400 different places across the globe that listen to us. 400. I gave him 400 brand new stick pins, and he said, we got to order more. We've used them all up. Where do we put another stick pin, Junior?
All right, so we got Scott from Durham, North Carolina.
Hey, Scott, Durham, North Carolina. That's tobacco country, isn't it? Durham. Raleigh, Durham area. Stick pin.
I gotta leave old Durham town.
Roger Whittaker. Old Durham
town. I gotta leave old Durham town, and that leaving's going to get me down. Back in 1944,
before everybody was born.
Mama told me he was going to war. He was leaving. I've got to leave old Durham town. I've got to leave old Durham town. I've got to leave old Durham town. And that leaving's going to get me down.
That's beautiful, Haney. And so, Durham, North Carolina, now represented on our big giant map, and you can be represented too. If you're listening to us by some device across this great land of ours, outside of our radio signal, let us know where and how you're listening to us. Don't just give us the state either. We need the town, your town, and we'll take care of that for you.
Yeah, and apparently we have a listener in Moscow and a listener in Berlin.
Oh.
I was looking at the podcast statistics.
They have to go and notify us, but somebody is listening to our podcast in Berlin, Germany, and in Moscow, Russia.
Well, see, that's where it paid off when I began speaking German yesterday.
Yep. Because we can translate that, and we speak Deutsch.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get you updated on traffic.
Kommen Sie mein Zimmer, Liebling?
let's get you updated. One thing on the board, Lehigh Acres, a crash. Bell Boulevard South. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. This says Bell Boulevard S and then North.
Okay, South North.
Let's just say Bell Boulevard at Sentinella Boulevard. And you are up to date. Another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, here he is. Mark Haney's got today's headlines. Here's what's coming up.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
Okay.
One of our researchers took a look at something called Google Trends and found the most embarrassing thing that each state Googles more than anyone else.
Mm.
For instance, the state of Michigan repeatedly Googles, "What am I good at?"
Yeah.
We'll have results from 25 of the 50 because we don't have.
All right. Is Florida in there? Florida.
Okay. We've all thought about it, but we generally don't follow through on it. A man is arrested for kidnapping a car salesman during a test drive.
We've thought about it.
Yeah. They can keep my old POS. I'll just take off here. Drop this guy off at a bus station next town over.
See, back in the day, and I'm talking 20 years ago.
You're not going to admit to that again, are you?
They used to let Haney and I test drive cars.
Big mistake.
By ourselves.
Big mistake.
Haney would take it out. I'd bring it back.
And it would sit there. Brand new car. We'd return it because we had to do a break on the air. Cars parked by us, and you just hear little noises, yeah. Little pings, yeah. Out of the engine.
Yeah.
Little bit of smoke.
Yeah, it smelled.
Remember one time it was almost like a horse cooling down.
Yeah.
It
went, yeah. And he would take it out. I'd take it back. We'd come out of the car, hands on our hips.
Yep.
What do you got next for us?
You were ridiculous. Well, they want us to put it through its paces.
Yeah, well, we did.
And finally, there's good luck. There's bad luck.
Yep.
There's dumb luck.
Yep.
And then there's Stan luck.
Yep. It's very real.
I'll leave it to you to determine which one this is. A drunk driver gives the cops a fake name. Might have worked, except the cop recognized him from high school.
Jeez.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter.
Wake up, boys. Wake up. It's medication time.
Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Hi, ladies. By the way, I did see that It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia one where Danny DeVito did a little reenactment of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Hey, you like that one, didn't you?
It was good.
Today is the first day of fall. Autumn,
yes.
If you will.
Yep. What is it? The autumnal equinox, where we have 12 hours of daylight, 12 hours of darkness.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
reasons fall sucks.
Top reasons fall sucks.
The same reasons spring and summer sucked. It's 2020.
That's right. This is the truth.
We're more likely to be depressed when we realize the only appropriate Halloween costume for us is based on some character Danny DeVito played.
That's harder than ever.
Did you see the new CDC thing about Halloween?
No.
They said, you know, how it's not recommended that kids go house to house, and that your Halloween masks do not act in the same way that your surgical mask works, and we don't recommend you wearing both. So don't wear a mask and one of those surgical masks. But don't wear them both.
But I thought you were supposed to wear a mask.
So basically, yeah, but Halloween mask doesn't count. And so some parents will say, well, we'll put the mask underneath your Halloween mask. The CDC does not recommend that because it makes it difficult for the kids to breathe. I hate you, Claire's.
I hate you, Claire's!
Poor gal's got the weight of the world on her shoulders.
Sure does.
But didn't the guy on the airplane that was arguing with that homosexual flight attendant, didn't they want him to wear both?
They changed it yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got to be up to date.
Yes.
Top reasons fall sucks.
Yes.
Every retail store decides that we need to hear Monster Mash 6 times per visit.
Ooh, scary. So scary.
Fireplace requires wood. Mm-hmm. Wood requires work.
There's somebody that's got a chainsaw.
Yeah, he could help. And finally, the very top reason fall sucks.
Yes.
Two words.
What?
Pumpkin spice.
Oh, he is a monster.
Oh, jeez.
Email time. Email time. This, you know, this letter is email is just adorable. And when Haney and I first started, we got a lot of these when we first started in Fort Myers. And just adorable. Ahoy there, Stan and Haney. Jamie here from North Fort Myers. Hey, guys, this may seem like a funny question, but is Tony D'Amico real? And if so, where can I get some of his chowder? Been a listener for a few weeks now, just moved from Arizona, but now a constant listener. Great show. Guys, you make my drives at work a whole lot easier. Signed, Jamie.
Well, you just moved here, Jamie. Ask the locals. Everybody knows about Cape Creep and Chowder.
Yep. It's a landmark right by the old bus depot in the Cape.
And I don't know if you're lactose intolerant, but...
It's milkless chowder. And, you know, when he graces us on the air, you hear him. He's wheezing like any other human being would.
I think he saved his life last
year. I did. Told him to start smoking again. The old man quit after smoking 70 years. This is from Superfan Scott. Hey, guys. I very recently realized that you may be better able to connect with a younger, more woke audience if we came up with some abbreviated names for members of the show.
What?
Trust me, I've got a 16-year-old stepson who, to his credit, attempts to speak to me in proper English, but it's way cooler to abbreviate. So Stan could be known as RGG, Radio's Good Guy, RGG. Junior, of course, could be referred to as PKJ, short for Pullout King. Pullout King Junior. Haney's name is a little more difficult, but let's try to go with SWFL. MRA. That would be Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman. I would just go simply with MRA. So you got RGG, PKJ, and MRA.
No.
Just throwing it out there. As my 16-year-old would say, those names are fire.
No, they're bars. Those names are bars, Junior.
No, you're misusing it. You're misusing it.
Love you guys. Love listening to the...
Aren't we bars?
No, you got spit bars, dog.
Love listening to the TSHS, the Stan and Haney Show. God help us. Signed, Superfan Scott. Ladies and gentlemen...
What if we just go back to that... One time when we were promoting ourselves as Stan and Haney, interesting talk.
Yeah. Like to get some shirts made. Ladies and gentlemen, The Guardian.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, what a great way back yesterday. We really enjoyed it here. Now, that version of the Eddie Money song, Two Tickets to Paradise, that you played was awesome. Not really that much different than the one I remember. Oh, it's significantly different. You recognize the song, but it's different. But it was very good, and I think I liked that version better. Okay, did you see... Oh, yes, I did, by the way. Did you see Governor DeSantis is proposing to combat rioters? He was on Tucker last night, and it was a thing of beauty.
Well, if you noticed, a lot of the nonsense that's going around the country, they tried to start it here, and it didn't work.
No, it didn't.
They bust a million people into this state, and it just didn't take.
I think he had a great idea. The new law would make it a crime to throw things at the police or behave in an illegal manner. And if you do, your ass is going to jail. And it won't be New York City, where it's like a revolving door. You will be punished to the full extent of the law. The other part of the law will be if a community defunds the police, the state will defund the community. Love it. It's about time somebody had the balls to take a stand.
Well, I don't know how in the world that it's okay for a mob to gather outside somebody's house.
Yeah.
Senator or not. And they did this. There's a guy that goes around doing this in Milwaukee that throws what he calls protest parties. And he picked this guy out because he had a Trump sign in his yard. And so he gets on Twitter and has 100 people show up in front of this guy's house. And this is a man who prefers to be left alone. He's inside and he's drinking a lot of beer. Mm. And he looks out the window and he's got his shotgun. He went to jail while they continued partying in the street outside his house.
Not in Florida.
And how in the world, you know, one thing for it to happen to him, but the Senate Majority Leader, we allow people on his lawn?
Yeah, well, that happened to him before, too. That's the second time it's happened to him. We're going to take a break. Stan's Name That Movie is next. Dentists. Movie Dentists. Chance for you to win. We got a new prize as well. We're Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Listen to new thrills in stereophonic high fidelity. Sound with a new dimension. The new living sound of
Stan and Haney.
The realism, depth, and dimension of a live performance right in your own home.
96 K-Rock.
Without a doubt. Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. We're going to play Stan's Name That Movie here in just a second. We'll go over the prizes. 30 minutes away from Mark Haney and the news. Usually at this time, I would give you a traffic update. There's nothing to report. One source, the site is down, and the other source has not updated in the last half hour.
We're sorry.
Yeah. So nothing to report on. We'll check again in another 30 minutes. Stan's Name That Movie. It is Movie Dentists today. Your job is to be the first person to identify the film. I'll release the phones after we play the first movie clip. If, in fact, you are the first person to name the movie, you will have your choice of the following prizes while they last. Winner's choice. Just added to our prize list. $50 to Foxborough Tavern. All things New England at Foxborough. Seafood, burgers, pizza, full bar, and more. Right there in Naples. $50 to Foxborough Tavern. Nearby, $50 to the Pewter Mug in North Naples. Maybe you would like $50... to John Michael's Diamond and Jewelry Studio. That $50 can go towards earrings, necklaces, rings, and more at John Michael's. And if you'd like to get a haircut, Lord knows I need one. We've got a gift certificate to Twin Cuts. Four locations to serve you in Southwest Florida. Men's cuts, women's cuts, beard trims, kids' cuts, hair coloring, and more. Those are the prizes. Winner's choice. The topic, movie dentists. I am doing with what I believe the hardest ones first, and they get progressively easier. But who am I to judge? Somebody may know these right off the bat. Movie dentists. Here's movie clip number one. Name this movie.
You want a nice operation here, Doc? Nice and tight.
Yeah, that's the way we like it.
I bet you do.
Not right now, Sally. No smoking in here. We have extremely flammable gas.
Don't we all?
Pat, who's up next?
Andrew Payne at 11:30.
Well, give him a call and ask him to take his time coming in.
Will do.
So how can I help you?
I'm going to need your teeth.
Sorry?
Teeth. I need a set of impressions.
What for?
It's just routine.
Well, it doesn't sound very routine to me.
Oh, are you a forensic pathologist?
All right, look, I'll tell you what. We have a perfectly good set of impressions already made. You can use those.
Sorry, I need a new set.
Look, I don't want to offend you, but I have a practice to run here.
Mm-hmm. I understand, Doctor. I do. But all the same, I need a new set. So, do you want to get one of your people to do it, or should I?
Sally!
Can I leave for 3 minutes?
Suit yourself.
So, would you consider yourself a biter?
What?
Yeah. Like to bite or chew things?
Oh, no.
Mind if I ask you a personal question? Is it possible that you have any peccadillos, let's say, that you might want to tell me about?
Oh, what is happening?
Peccadillos. Little sins. Maybe that's all I was guilty of. And all I had to do was straighten everything out once and for all.
Name the movie. I saw that movie when it first came out, and it creeped the hell out of me. 277-9600-JUNIOR. Any guess?
No idea. I think I know who the actor is, though.
Well, I don't. I think a lot of us do. But you don't know the movie, do you?
No idea.
Well, let's find out if somebody knows. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, it's Matt.
Matt, can you name the movie?
Debbie Does Dentist.
Good guess. Incorrect. That's one thing, with the exception of Midnight Cowboy, I've never run an X-rated clip. to the best of my knowledge, an X-rated clip.
Peccadillos.
Yeah. Ahoy, who's this?
Tom.
Tom, you know it?
I'm guessing A Man with Two Brains?
No. This is a hard one. Ahoy, who's this?
Rob.
Rob, do you know it?
Over here in Northport. Yeah, Novocaine?
It is. It's Novocaine. You are absolutely correct. And
Steve Martin has a better dentist movie, though.
Oh, well,
I won't say it.
Thank you. But do you remember how Novocaine ended?
I do not.
How did it end?
He's got his bite impressions. He's a killer. He's a bad guy. And he has to escape. And so at the end of the movie, you see him with the Novocaine syringe, putting it all in his mouth, and he pulled all of his teeth out of his mouth so he couldn't be identified. Yeah. What would you like?
Peter Munn?
Yeah, I'll get you that. Hold on. Yep, so, and that's how they show him all numbed up and starts into the tray, all of his teeth. Oh, it was creepy. It was creepy. This one, I'm going to give you a little hint on this, although I shouldn't. This one was from the 1970s, late 70s, and the movie was about somebody that was spectacular. And somebody was pursuing this spectacular woman. That's all I'm going to give you as far as a hint. He did have to go to the dentist, though. Name this movie.
How long since you've seen Dr. Shu?
I have.
You've got 6 cavities.
Huh?
2 of them pretty bad.
Hey, 6 cavities?
This is the worst. See the shadow? That's the nerve. Lucky if we can save this tooth.
Oh, what?
Who are my next two appointments?
Mrs. Phillips and Mr. Rudinsky.
Now open as wide as you can, please. See if you can counsel them. And tell Janie that we may have to work through the lunch hour.
Do you have to do them all at once? Couldn't we just take care of the bad ones?
Well, they're all bad. Two of them really serious, but...
I can cancel my vacation for a few days. There's no reason...
Oh, I'm afraid that really wouldn't help very much. See, in an emergency, I can shift things around a bit, but otherwise I'm booked solid for the next month. No, I think, Mr. Weber, under the circumstances, better we just get it over with. It won't be so bad. Then you can take your vacation, and as far as your teeth are concerned, you can relax and enjoy yourself. Can you feel the Novocaine?
Yeah, no, that's tingling.
Enjoy your music. Last time I was in New York, Miss Miles and I saw Dreamboat. That was your show, wasn't it? Yeah. Where are you going on your vacation?
Virgin Islands.
Miss Miles and I always go to Mexico.
Lava to the Andes. That's Spanish for brush your teeth.
My daughter Jenny's down there right now on her honeymoon.
Yeah. His daughter Jenny's down there right now on her honeymoon. Wonder where that guy's going. Name the movie. Ahoy, who's this?
Sorry.
Say again, your phone's breaking up really badly.
Naples. That's movie 10?
It is 10. You are absolutely...
Excellent.
Yes. The dentist was Bo Derek's dad. He watched... he wanted to find out where she was going on her honeymoon so he could pursue her.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. What would you like?
I would love Pewter Mug.
We're all out of the Pewter Mug. I've got Foxborough Tavern. I've got John Michael's Diamond and Jewelry Studio.
Foxborough Tavern.
You got it, buddy. Hold on. Yeah, Dudley Moore in that movie. Julie Andrews in that movie. And Bo Derek. And he's got to find out where Bo Derek's going. Finds out her dad's a dentist. But some work has to be done. Themes dentists in movies. They get easier. Like this. Name this movie. Win a prize.
Dr. Rudolph, this is Mr. DiCicco. He wants his teeth capped. All of them.
Okay. We'll just take a look. Hello, Mr. DiCicco.
DiCicco? The name is DiCicco.
Oh, Mr. DiCicco. I'm Dr. Rudolph. Can we send for your regular dental records?
When I was a young one, I chipped a tooth horn on my rocket sled in a whirlstorm, but there were no records which we could send from where we come from.
All right. Now, I understand you want to have your teeth capped.
Correct.
Let's just take a look. And open, please. And close, please. And open, please. Okay, we'll start the caps right about here. Mr. DeFosco.
DeFosco!
And open wider. If you can. Head is comfortable?
Fine.
All right. I'm going to give you some nitrous oxide. Now, if you feel any pain, just let me know. And breathe.
Name the movie. 277-9600. 277-9600. Name the movie, win a prize. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Pat.
Pat? How are you, Pat?
I'm good. Cat. C-A-T, like, rah.
Cat. Oh, cat. Cat, name the movie.
Conehead.
Good enough. Coneheads.
Yeah, that's good enough?
That's good. That'll get it. That'll get the job done. That was Coneheads, the movie. Dan Aykroyd there and John Lovitz. What would you like?
Well, Foxborough's already gone, right?
I can throw one more your way if you'd
arrangements
like.
Could be made.
Yeah.
You are the man. The men. The men.
Hold on, Kat. Hold on. Hold on there, sweetheart. All right. Movie clip number 4, Dentists. Name this movie. It's a classic.
Next. It's me, Arthur Denton. I'm next. Nurse.
Does that have an appointment?
Ask it. I'm off duty.
I've been saving all month for this. I think I need a root canal. I'm sure I need a long, slow root canal.
Let's go.
I have a history of dental problems.
Shut up!
Yes, doctor. I went to a terrible dentist on Wednesday who has recommended me by somebody that I saw on Monday, who's the brother of a man that I usually see on Sundays. And their mother actually taught them everything that they know. She's incredibly gifted and quite elderly, and a lot of people think she shouldn't be working, but I go to her because I'm just incredibly devoted to her strength. She can't really see who you are, but she knows the sound of your voice, and if you tell her where it is, the problem, she eventually works her way back, and she finds the trouble, and she does it. I wish I had that family, because I can only go so long. That's how I want to be. I don't ever want to have to be just...
Comfy?
Yes, doctor. I remember the first time I went to the dentist, I thought, gosh, what a neat job. If only I were a dentist. The dentist I went to had the greatest car. He had a Corvette. And I thought, my gosh, everybody calls him doctor, and he's not really a doctor. Only I got out of here okay. But then, after it was all finished, they gave me a candy bar. And I thought to myself, this is what I get, a candy bar? This is what you do. You go through a little thing, and you get chocolate out of it. We're getting to work with incredible professionals. He uses incredibly, incredibly wonderful equipment.
Well, let's take a look at that mouth. Say ah.
Name the movie. That person, I think, is celebrating birthday number 70 today. Name the movie. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is DJ.
What? Who are you? DJ?
I'm DJ.
Hey, yeah. DJ.
They go by initials. Didn't you learn anything?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
All right. DJ, name the movie.
Little Shop of Horrors.
Say that again.
Little Shop of Horrors.
You are absolutely correct.
What'd you think he said? Limo Shop of Horrors?
Yep. Little Shop of Horrors. That's Bill Murray and Steve Martin right there. What would you like?
What do you have?
I have Twin Cuts. I have $50 to John Michael's Diamond and Jewelry Studio. And I have Foxborough Tavern.
What's Foxborough Tavern?
It's a tavern
you'll love it.
Down in Naples.
Can I do the first one?
Yeah.
Twin Cuts?
Yeah.
You got it. Hold on. You betcha. All right, one more. This is the easiest. Easiest out of all the dentist movies. Name this movie. Win a prize.
You've been driving with this big heavy ring on my finger. I keep swerving to the left, babe.
When I was a kid, people would ask me what I wanted to be when I grew up. And I always gave the same answer.
I love you so much.
I love you too.
I wanted to be a husband.
All you want to be.
Have a good day.
I know that sounds weird. Most boys want to be firehouse chiefs or personal trainers, but to me, being a husband was like the highest calling. And thanks to Stacy, that dream's about to come true. Unfortunately, no one's going to pay you to be a husband unless you marry Oprah, so I had to find a job. Now, I always admired dentists. They're smart, they're capable, they keep your teeth healthy, So I went out, and I became one.
How are you today, Dale?
I'm fine, thanks.
Excavator?
Okay, I became a dental assistant.
Excavator?
It's basically the same thing, I just make a lot less money.
Did you ever see that show Gossip Girl?
No.
Mm. I watched an episode last night. I f***ed so hard to that Penn Badgley guy, I broke a nail.
And it would have been the perfect job, if not for one evil, crazy bitch, DDS.
I bet you're no shrimp in the department, huh, there, Dale?
Okay, Julia, come on.
What?
I don't feel comfortable talking about that.
Oh, Dale, come on. You know that I like to fool around.
Oops.
Mr. Anderton, not in the office. This is bad, 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 bad.
Name the movie. Win a prize. Ahoy, who's this?
Devin.
Devin, name it.
It's Horrible Bosses.
It is Horrible Bosses. You are absolutely correct. What would you like?
I'll take the Foxborough Tavern.
All right, hold on. There you go. Dentists. Movie Dentists. Two movies, by the way, with Steve Martin. Can I have my outro, please?
Oh. Yes, you may. And I wouldn't call it a simple outro.
When I was younger, compared to you, my mom noticed funny things I did.
Yeah, he could sing too.
Like shooting puppies with a BB gun. I'd poison guppies when I was done. I'd find a pussycat bashed its hair.
Yeah.
That's when my mama said.
What did she say?
She said, my boy, I think someday you'll find a way to make your natural tendencies pay. You'll be a dentist. You have a talent for causing pain. Hey, son, be a dentist. People will pay you to be inhumane. Your temperament's wrong for the priesthood. And teaching would suit you still less. Son, be a dentist. You'll be a success.
Here he is, folks, the leader of the plaque. Watch him suck up that gas. Oh, my God. He's a dentist that he'll never ever be any good. Who wants their teeth done by the Marquis de Sade?
Oh, that hurts. Wait, I'm not numb.
Shut up. Open wide. Here I come. I am your dentist. And I enjoy the career that I take. I am your dentist. And I get off on the pain I inflict. I drill when I drill a bicuspid. It's well, though they tell me I'm maladjusted. And though it may cause my patients distress,
mama,
proud of
that. Oh, mama.
Cause I'm a dentist.
Yeah.
And a success. Say ah.
From Radio City, in Estero, this is Mark Haney speaking.
Lock your doors.
You can try to run,
but you can't escape. This weekend only, Anthrax. Anthrax. One night only. Live. With special guests, the Partridge Family.
Hello world, hear the song that we're singing. Come on, get happy.
Sale now at all ticket center outlets. Or charge by phone. Don't miss it.
produced by Mark Todlin Productions.
Ladies and gentlemen, to continue, please warmly welcome with us
Stan and Haney Afternoons,
96 K-Rock.
I can't wait for that show. Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Got Mark Haney in the news coming up here in a little bit. We'll also get you updated on traffic. And then 6 o'clock, our newest addition to the K-Rock lineup, Al Beck, going to take you through your Tuesday evening.
You know, Stan, I don't generally pay attention to rumors.
No, never have.
But this is very disturbing.
What?
And I'm going to give you one chance to come clean.
What are you talking about?
I just received a very disturbing phone call.
Yeah.
Asking me for comment.
Yeah.
By a man who spoke only Spanish. So I wasn't able to answer him, but I was able to make this out. Have you given an exclusive interview to the Univision program El Gordo El Flaca, where you say that I'm a big phony, that I'm the meanest man that you've ever known, and that I took away your gold jewelry? Did you say these things?
Might have.
First of all, why would the Univision show El Gordo El Flaca approach you for an interview?
They were the only ones that came forward after I made a little press release.
And you told them that I'm a big phony.
Big phony.
That everything you hear on the air is nonsense.
Nonsense.
That I'm actually a nice man.
Yep.
How dare you?
And that I took you took all of my gold jewelry.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, those were gifts anyway.
That's right.
Why would you tell them that?
Is there something I'm supposed to know? What's my reply to that?
Oh, well, see, the thing is, that show, El Gordo, El Flaca...
Yeah, never heard of it.
...is real, and Vanessa Bryant's mother...
What?
Vanessa Bryant, the widow Bryant.
Yes.
Her mother gave an interview where she said...
I saw that, and it's a complete lie.
My daughter kicked me out of my house and stole my car.
Yep. And then the daughter came right back.
And said, well, isn't it convenient that when she gave you that interview, that she took off all of her diamond and gold jewelry and pretended like she didn't have furniture.
I did see that.
Yeah, I thought it was hilarious.
I did see that. Come on.
And then it got me worried that you might do the same thing to me.
No. No.
Going around telling people I'm a nice man. How dare you?
Yeah, saint of a man.
You're trying to ruin me.
I did see that. No.
I thought it was just great.
As far as I'm concerned, you're on the air, you're still a jerk.
She took on my car.
Yeah, took on my car.
Took on my house. And then she fires back and says, I don't know why my mother is doing this to me.
Yeah.
My husband and I have taken care of her for the past 20 years. That's in addition to her alimony.
I did see that.
Boy, that got nasty in a hurry. Yeah.
Of course, Mama looking all sad.
And Vanessa going, while I'm mourning the death of my husband and child, I haven't seen hide nor hair of this woman.
Comes out of the woodwork.
It's her mother.
Yep. Let's get you updated on traffic. I did see Daily Mail had a good piece on that.
On the show El Gordo El Flaca.
What does that translate? Gordo is
fat.
Fat,
yeah.
And what's flaca?
Flame.
Fat flame?
Yeah, give me a translation on El Gordo El Flaca.
I mean, I've never seen the show. El Gordo El
Gorda.
The feminine, Gorda. One thing on the board, crash Fort Myers. Parkside Drive and Old Gladiolus Drive, and you're up to date there. Junior?
The translation that Google had is the fat man in skinny.
That sounds disturbing.
So it would be like the fat and skinny show?
Oh, no, it's supposed to be the feminine one. So the fat girl in skinny. I don't know what that means.
Okay. I'm sorry. It's El Gorda E La Flaca.
E La Flaca.
With a Y.
So the skinny girl and the fat girl. Is that what that means?
The fat La Flaca means skinny?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's the fat and the skinny.
Yeah, the fat and the skinny.
Oh. Take a few of those phone calls and see if anybody has the real translation. Mark Haney in the news, brought to you by...
She told me, Jason. I need you get out of this house. She also told me she wanted her car, and she wanted now.
Jason and Todd at the Diamond District bringing us news. Sorry, I've never seen the show, Fatty and Skinny.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme, when people believed everything they heard.
It's a Spanish talk show like Kelly and Ryan in the morning.
Allowed to read the news.
Sounds just delightful.
One anchorman was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Phones are off the hook.
He had a
on Al Gorda.
Well,
let's cancel the news.
And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like
he's having
hobo.
Fun.
Yeah, he's mad.
In other words, Mark Haney was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Tuesday, September 22nd.
Double M, double X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney.
What are they saying?
They all said it's the fat man and the skinny woman.
Oh, okay.
The fat man and the skinny woman.
But it's Gorda.
Which is feminine.
Fat woman and the skinny woman.
But you said Jake and the Fat Man, didn't you?
Well, did you say, is it El Gordo y La Flaca?
Gorda.
It says Gorda?
Yeah.
Well, then it's the fat woman and the skinny woman.
How come they don't get called out for a show like that down there?
Because it's in Spanish.
Okay.
And we're not allowed to criticize things that are in a foreign language because that would be cultural appropriation.
But they can do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we can't do that. Because then we would be cultural appropriation.
Gotcha. We're problematic to begin with.
Uh-huh. Time now for things you didn't know. You know, it seems like it always starts with the best of intentions.
What?
In 1942, Manitoba, Canada felt that their sales of war bonds were insufficient. So they did the only thing they could do.
What's that?
To boost war bonds.
Ah.
They staged a fake Nazi invasion of Winnipeg.
What?
Seemed like a good idea at the time. Mm-hmm. I guess it didn't go over well.
Guess not.
You know, Stan, so much of life is about perspective.
It is.
And I've said before, I think one of the greatest things that has come out of 3D, the games aren't there yet, but if you have a 3D headset, make sure that you take a virtual tour of the solar system.
Yeah.
Because that's the only way you can understand the vast distances and sizes of everything. And time is that way, too. Because you know, once we get over a couple of hundred years, it's all ancient history to us. It seems like it all happened around the same time.
That's right.
And in Egypt, two icons, the Great Pyramids and Cleopatra.
Yeah.
But to put it in perspective, we think of that as like all one thing.
Yeah, that's all long ago.
Cleopatra lived closer to the debut of the iPhone than she did the building of the Great Pyramid. The Great Pyramid, that was already old to her.
Yeah, I mean, the Great Pyramids, their age is incredible.
The pyramid, estimated to be finished around 2540 BC, Cleopatra was born 2,471 years later in 69 BC, and the iPhone debuted in 2007, a mere 2,076 years after her birth.
Yeah, got it beat by like hundreds of years.
But not to us, because we just assume that it all happened around the same time.
Yep.
That was happening. Moses was leading the Hebrews to the promised land right around the same time. Yep. And Caesar was there too, wasn't he?
Yep. Getting stabbed in the back.
Yep. And Henry VIII was eaten on a big turkey
big
leg.
Big turkey leg.
All at the same time.
Beheading his wife.
Yep.
All roughly around the same time.
Yep. And then right across the channel, there was Napoleon.
Yep.
And Alexander the Great was on the other side.
Yep. All on their big horses.
Yep. It was an incredible time to be alive, wasn't it?
Sure was. A lot of action.
Meanwhile, we were just settling the Old West.
Yep. All right there roughly the same time.
Yep. And then the Titanic right around the same time. Yep. Have you ever Googled something and immediately felt embarrassed by how stupid your question was?
Yes.
One of our researchers looked at Google Trends and found the most embarrassing thing: each state Googles more than anyone else.
Okay.
Now, we don't have every state. We have about half of them. We begin with California. And a frequent phrase Googled there, how to quit a job you just started.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Delaware, are aliens real? That's probably because of Junior.
Yep.
Number three, Florida, Florida, Florida.
What do we Google the most?
How to get rid of a ghost.
Oh, come on!
I don't feel too bad about it. Next comes Georgia. They want to know, where is Africa?
What?
Illinois is confused as to, what do we breathe out? Indiana would like to know how a baby is made. Iowa's curious about how to get fired. In Kentucky, people are wondering how to become a vampire. Louisiana, a little more practical. Why do I sweat so much?
Yeah, man.
Because you're living in Louisiana.
Yep. It's muggy.
Even living here in Florida, when we went to New Orleans, I've never sweated in my life like I did in New Orleans.
Very swampy.
Number 10, Maine, disc golf.
Right on.
11, Massachusetts, they're with it. They know them bars. Will Smith rap. They know the bars, right?
Straight up bars, dog.
Michigan wonders, what am I good at?
Yeah.
Mississippi wonders, is the earth round?
Leave it to Mississippi wanting to know if the earth is round.
Montana has no question. They have a statement.
You're darn right they do.
Nick Nolte.
Yep.
Nebraska, same way. Smelly feet.
Yeah, well.
Nevada, Guy Fieri.
Yeah, he's opening up new restaurants all over there.
New Hampshire. What does Hampshire mean?
It's a pig.
New Jersey. Ouija board spelled W-E-E-G-E-E.
Yep. Jersey.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
I think New Mexico may take the cake. Justin Bieber nudes.
That's like the number one Googled thing in New Mexico?
No, it's something they Google more than any other state.
Ah.
New York? Simple enough when you think about it. Velour tracksuits.
Oh, absolutely.
Ohio. Does my cat love me?
No.
In Texas, does my dog love me?
Yes.
Pennsylvania is all excited. Nickelback concert.
Right on.
South Dakota is all about Dr. Phil. Vermont wonders, where is Canada?
What? What?
And finally, West Virginia wonders, why is my poop green? Might want to stay away from there. In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, I've got to tell you, I've never seen anybody better at test driving a car than my good friend Stan here.
Hi, everybody.
Really puts it through the paces.
You gotta. If you're got an opportunity to drive a car that, you know, you want to know if it's all what it says it cracked up to be, you test it out.
Yep. Remember, I was in the passenger seat while you were testing a certain car, and I could swear I saw something flash in front of my eyes. I think it said, road closed performance test. Well, over the weekend, a 43-year-old gent named Caleb Gibson from Centerville, Utah, went to his local car dealership and took a test drive.
Okay.
Things went well. But when the car salesman told Caleb it might be time to wrap it up and head back to the dealership, Caleb declined. Not only did he not turn towards the dealership, he accessed the interstate and took the vehicle beyond 100 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And when the salesman tried to call for help,
yeah,
he cranked up the stereo to the point that the dispatcher couldn't understand what the salesman was saying.
Gotta check that out too, man.
Now, they must have figured something out, because eventually the Utah Highway Patrol got involved and convinced Caleb to pull over. Now, when dealing with the Highway Patrol, Caleb said, hey, you've got this all wrong, okay? And tried to blame the whole thing on the car salesman. And it might have worked. Except for the fact, when they checked, it turns out Caleb has a lengthy, lengthy criminal history.
That'll get you.
So, with no credibility on his side and the car salesman without a record, he was arrested for kidnapping.
Oh! Whoa!
Give me a dollar.
Whoa!
One friggin' dollar, you son of a...
That guy is scary. I wonder what... Did they say what kind of car he was test driving?
No.
Here, you want me to keep an eye on your valuables?
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, that's fine. You go on in the store, you get what you need. I'll keep an eye on your car, your wife, and your valuables.
Let's take that mugshot and the mugshot from the other day that really...
And merge them?
No, put them, use that as both on our Facebook as our profile pictures. There's Stan and Haney.
Which one's which?
To me, don't matter.
That should be our new promo blitz.
What? What?
I found out what the car was.
What was it?
It was a Subaru STI.
Oh, Subaru, huh? Well, she's... Somehow I always thought that guy would buy American.
Yeah. I thought only lesbians drove Subarus.
What are you doing? Just do your final story.
Don't you tell me what to do.
Damn lesbians driving Subarus. What the hell?
You and LaGuardia y La Flaca. A man in Derby, England was pulled over the other day for driving with an illegal muffler.
Mm-hmm. Was it a Subaru?
Well, it was a man. He was pulled over for driving with an illegal muffler, tinted windows, no license, no insurance, and also he was noticeably drunk.
Mm.
But he's slick.
Yeah.
Figured he could get out of all of it by simply giving the cops a fake name. They'll never expect that.
Yeah.
What he did not know was that one of the officers recognized him because they went to school together.
Yep.
20 years ago. The cops posted about it on Twitter, and someone joked their next reunion might get awkward. They seized the car, arrested him for drunk driving, and probably will tap on just a little extra for the fake name nonsense. Give me a dollar.
Yeah, that's what he looks like.
And that's the news for today, Tuesday, September 22nd.
Double M, double X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Mucky Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news.
You need somebody to keep an eye on your valuables. I'll do it.
We'll be back.
I'm very eager.
Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak. And now back to Stan and Haney on 96K Rock. Everything that rocks.
Thank you, Dave and Chuck the Freak. We're Stan and Haney. And coming up at 6 o'clock will be your buddy, Al Beck, taking you through your Tuesday evening. Let's get a final look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon. All right, just one thing on the board. It is in Fort Myers. It is a crash. Buckingham Road and State Road 82. And you are up to date. Had this on a KTEL.
We all did, brother.
Jigsaw. Sky High.
This is a medley of their hits.
Telling me you
Hit that high note, Stan. Takes you right back there.
It does.
I thought that we had made it to the top. I gave you all I had to give. Why did it have to stop? You've blown it all sky high by telling me a lie without a reason why. You've blown it all sky high.
There you go. You ruined it.
Again, by telling me a lie.
Cut
up
with those wings.
Yep. Is this about Icarus?
Because
the wax melted off the wings. We flew too close to the sun.
Let's laugh. That was great, Haney. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
I got married late in life. I was 45. I had some issues. Was enjoying those issues quite a bit, as I recall. When I was single, I had married friends. I would not visit their homes. I found their lives to be pathetic and depressing. Now that I'm married, I have no single friends. I find their lives to be meaningless and trivial experiences. In both cases, I believe I was correct. Whichever side of marriage you're on, you don't get what the other people are doing. I can't hang out with single guys. If you don't have a wife, we have nothing to talk about. You have a girlfriend? That's wiffle ball, my friend. You're playing paintball war. I'm in Afghanistan with real loaded weapons. Married guys play with full clips and live rounds. This is not a drill. Single guy sitting on a merry-go-round blowing on a pinwheel. I'm driving a truck full of nitro down a dirt road.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. It is now, it happened I think at 9 o'clock today. It's officially fall.
Is it autumn?
Autumn. Like to welcome a new sponsor.
Fall has arrived at Starbucks. Join us for the new Taste of Autumn specialty coffee.
That sounds good.
Black coffee with pieces of real leaves floating around for texture and aroma.
That doesn't sound too good.
But they're real leaves from New England.
Still, no.
How about we add pumpkin spice donut holes, pumpkin whipped cream, and drizzle it with light and dark caramel?
Oh yeah, that sounds real good.
Let's just skip the coffee and put hot cocoa in first.
Oh, yeah. But what about the leaves?
We can just put a picture of them on the cup.
Sold. I'm on my way to the drive-thru.
Starbucks, where fall has arrived.
That is the truth.
It is the God's honest truth.
They talk about how good their coffee is, yeah. But it can't be that good based on the amount of sugar they have to dump in it in various forms.
And for a lot of their drinks that people order passionately, there's no coffee either. It's more like going to Dairy Queen and getting a soft serve.
And Dairy Queen does that better.
Yes, they are the original.
Mm-hmm.
Mark, thank you. Laughter.
Wake up, boys. Wake up. It's medication time.
medication time.
Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Hi, ladies. By the way, I did see that It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia one where Danny DeVito did a little reenactment of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Hey, you like that one, didn't you?
It was good.
Today is the first day of fall. Autumn,
yes.
If you will.
Yep. What is it? The autumnal equinox. Where we have 12 hours of daylight, 12 hours of darkness.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
reasons fall sucks.
Top reasons fall sucks.
The same reasons spring and summer sucked. It's 2020.
That's right. This is the truth.
We're more likely to be depressed when we realize the only appropriate Halloween costume for us is based on some character Danny DeVito played.
Trump's harder than ever.
Did you see the new CDC thing about Halloween?
No.
They said, you know, how it's not recommended that kids go house to house and that your Halloween masks do not act in the same way that your surgical mask works, and we don't recommend you wearing both. So don't wear a mask and one of those surgical masks, but don't wear them both.
But I thought you were supposed to wear a mask.
So basically, yeah, but Halloween mask doesn't count. And so some parents will say, well, we'll put the mask underneath your Halloween mask. The CDC does not recommend that because it makes it difficult for the kids to breathe. I hate you, Claire's.
I hate you, Claire's!
Poor gal's got the weight of the world on her shoulders.
Sure does.
But didn't the guy on the airplane that was arguing with that homosexual flight attendant, didn't they want him to wear both?
They changed it yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got to be up to date.
Yes.
Top reasons fall sucks.
Yes.
Every retail store decides that we need to hear Monster Mash 6 times per visit.
Ooh, scary. So scary.
Fireplace requires wood. Mm-hmm. Wood requires work.
There's someone that's got a chainsaw.
Yeah, he could help. And finally, the very top reason fall sucks.
Yes.
Two words.
What?
Pumpkin spice.
Oh, he is a monster. Oh, jeez.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.